This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me, as usual, is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during today's show you want to get some more information, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with W-I-T-H Bushka, B-U-S-K-A.com. Now, while you're at the website, don't forget to check out our radio and TV show pages. If you've missed any recent episodes, you can catch up on those out there. You can also check out all sorts of additional information about our firm, about our team, our process. If you come in for an initial consultation, the reports that we can run, all sorts of great resources out there to prepare you for potentially working with us if you've never experienced a meeting with us before, or if you are considering starting a plan for retirement. Our website is a great place to begin. And when you're ready, you can schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation right on the website as well. Now, for many of us, debt is a normal part of our everyday financial life, thanks to common things like a mortgage and auto loans and student loans. But with a solid financial strategy and a bit of discipline, you can manage these types of debt while also saving for retirement and enjoying your life. But if debt begins to control your finances to such a degree that nearly every penny you earn almost immediately goes to pay down debt, it might be a good time to meet with a financial services professional to change your financial reality once and for all. And of course, if your retirement is drawing close, shrinking your debt even further may be all the more important. A large debt load may mean you have to delay your retirement entirely or potentially scale back on things that you've been looking forward to during retirement, like travel and hobbies. So for today's show, we're going to examine debt and its role in your financial strategy and your retirement plans. But before we dive headfirst into the topics for today, let's make sure to say hello to everyone with us on the show today, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking, Cole. I've had a great week so far, and just looking forward to fall. How about you, Sue? What's been going on with you?
Oh, just busy, busy, busy. You know, I always find something to do, Tony. End of summer, you know, and yep. just kind of taking in the last nice days we've had here, and
yeah,
I don't know, just keeping busy, always busy.
I actually went to the Minnesota State Fair a couple of times over the last week. It's over now, but the Great Minnesota Get Together, they set a couple of record attendance days over in the Twin Cities there. 230,000 people through the gates in one day.
Oh my gosh.
That was a one-day total.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy busy. It's crazy how big that thing has gotten. It's the second largest state fair in the U.S.
Wow.
And not by much. It's record daily attendance totals are actually bigger than the Texas State Fair, which is the biggest.
And then after the Minnesota
State Fair, there's the next one is way down. I think it's the Iowa State Fair, actually. I want to say. But anyway, that's interesting. Cole, what about you? I mean, you're of the three of us, obviously, you'd lead the most interesting life. I mean, you always manage to find
that far.
You always manage to stay busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, this past weekend, this past Labor Day weekend was my birthday weekend, so I spent some time on a friend of mine's houseboat, and we were tootling around on the Mississippi River for the weekend, so I had a great time. It was
Are you 35 yet?
Maybe plus a few years.
Oh, you don't look a day over 34, so you got that going for you, which is nice.
Well, luckily I don't feel a day over 34, so.
Yeah. Did you see my comment on your Facebook page about that?
Yeah, I sure did.
And no comment.
No comment.
That's weird because your friends and your family liked it, seemed to enjoy it.
Well, everybody else has a comment except for me.
Right. Well, happy belated birthday, Cole. That's great. And our show today, wiping out debt, that's good. I think debt reduction is a worthy goal for everyone. What do you have for us, Sue?
Well, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled 16 Things to Do When You're Deep in Debt. And it offers some information and ideas that we found pretty interesting and that we think many of our listeners might as well. The article first highlights what it means to be significantly in debt. It points to info from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York Center for Microeconomic Data that indicates total household debt went up by $394 billion in 2022's fourth quarter. Now, that means America's collective debt load is currently about $16.90 trillion. Now, the article does add that America's credit card balance is currently around $986 billion.
Wow. That's real money. That's real money even to you, Cole. I mean, that's I'm kidding. That's a billion with a B. Wow. That's eye-opening right there, that data. What about when it comes to the average everyday American? What about our individual debt?
Well, the article does note that some financial services professionals urge you to never allow your debt-to-income ratio to rise above 30%. More specifically, if you're earning $100,000, you may want to build a strategy in which no more than $30,000 is dedicated to paying off debt. However, it adds that some financial services professionals consider a debt-to-income ratio of 35% to be prudent. Now, another commonly held belief is that if half of your earnings are going towards paying down debt, you must come up with a different strategy as soon as possible.
Of course. I mean, obviously, for a lot of people, a big pile of debt is stressful, especially if you're in your late 50s or older. But I know that financial services professionals like yourself have the experience to help people craft a financial strategy that can address this debt without harming other parts of their finances or strategy, right?
That's right. And next, let's discuss some steps that may help you wipe out some of your debt. Now, step one suggests that you should simply make a full assessment of your current debt situation. Now, don't hold back. Your goal here should be to fully understand the scope of how much you owe and who you owe it to. Now, this step may be all the more important because the article notes if you have a household with more than one spender. Now, once you understand your entire debt picture, you may want to next sit down with your family to discuss your monthly budget. Now, while I'm the first to admit this is a simple step, but many people don't fully recognize just how essential a budget is. Now, when you have a budget, you know how much money is coming into your account and how much is going back out. Now, with that information, you can team up with your financial services professional to seek ways to reduce your spending with the goal of using that savings to pay down debt.
I've made the mistake of trying to do a budget in my head or just, you know, figuring out as I go rather than writing it out or sitting down and looking at it. And I've learned that when I don't write it out and sit down, especially if you're married or have a spouse, you're likely to forget something. You need to look that over and make sure it's in writing.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. Now, if you have a lot of debt, bankruptcy may be an option. In 2022, more than 380,000 Americans chose bankruptcy. Now, while the process may damage your credit, making it harder to get good offers from credit card companies and lenders, it's also a good way to make a financial restart. Now, you should also note that the bankruptcy process will likely require the services of a bankruptcy attorney.
Really? Okay. And that sounds like money and not maybe the first option either. What about credit counseling services?
Well, Tony, it explains that for some people, credit counseling may be a good move. Now, for example, some counseling agencies can negotiate reduced interest rates on your credit cards. Now, if you're considering credit counseling, one option to evaluate is a nonprofit credit counseling agency that's affiliated with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling or the Financial Counseling Association of America. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice also compiles a list of approved credit counseling agencies. And simultaneously, working with a credit counseling agency and a financial services professional may be a powerful combination when it comes to finally taking control of your debt.
I would imagine, and I think that's really important, obviously, to relieve stress, relieve debt. Debt isn't just about your overall financial picture. It's also about, you know, your relationship with your spouse. It can improve that, and you'll sleep better at night. This has been a great show so far. I know you have a lot more, but we should take a quick break here. Cole, what do you have for our listeners before the break?
Well, Tony, just a reminder for our listeners that when it comes to planning for retirement and trying to figure out these different debt questions that we're posing today, you don't have to do it alone. We've got a highly skilled team of advisors that's here to assist with these different questions. And of course, you can call and schedule a complimentary no obligation consultation anytime by reaching out to us at 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you can schedule that consultation in either our Wausau or Eau Claire office, or you can schedule virtually if that works better for you.
Sounds good. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Retirement can be both exciting and intimidating. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, we have found many people fail to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. Since deciding when to file for your benefit is so important, our firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. Give us a call at 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com to get your copy.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner, our hosts today. And Sue and Cole, you've been talking about some of the ways our listeners out there can shrink that debt load, which is really important. What do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, that U.S. News and World Report article I mentioned in the first segment has more information that we're excited to share. The first of which is prioritizing what debt you should pay first. Now, if you can't pay off your debt monthly, you may want to prioritize the debt that's hitting you with the most financial pain. Now, focus on paying things like your home and automobile first, followed by things like utilities and debts that can't be discharged, like student loans and unpaid federal taxes. Now, from there, you can focus on unsecured debts like credit cards.
Well, yeah, credit cards, that's a big one. And what you say there, Sue, seems logical. You need a safe home, and if you don't have a reliable, you know, automobile, you won't be able to get to work. And if you don't have a paycheck, your debt situation will get worse. So it's a vicious cycle, and you don't want to be caught up in that cycle.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not something that you want to get stuck with ever. And with credit cards, the article does recommend reaching out to your credit card companies to discuss your accounts. Now, in the first segment, we mentioned using a credit counseling agency to negotiate lower credit card interest rates, but you may be able to do some of that important work by yourself also. Analyzing your situation and then chatting with your credit card companies may be helpful. Some companies offer temporary hardship programs that lower interest rates for a short period of time, which dedicates more of your monthly payment to your principal, of course. Now, one warning you should be aware of here. If you reach out to your credit card companies to discuss your struggles paying what you owe, your credit limit may end up being reduced.
Ooh. Well, that's good to know. Obviously, calling your credit card companies may provide some relief then, but I didn't know that there could also be a potential downside to doing that. That's really good to know.
Yes, and that's the next step you might want to consider is paying off higher interest rate debt first. Now, the article calls this the avalanche method, and it's pretty simple. Now, let's say you have four credit cards, and each of them has a significant revolving debt. Now, using the avalanche method, you'd choose three of those cards and pay their minimums each month. But with the fourth card, the one with the largest interest rate, you prioritize paying as much as possible each month with the goal of paying it off entirely as quickly as you can. Now, just be certain you don't pay so much toward this card that it makes it harder to pay your monthly bills as well, like things like food and gas. Now, when this particular card is paid off, you can take that money and you can dedicate it to the credit card with the next highest interest rate. And from there, you simply repeat this method until all four credit cards have a zero balance.
Yeah, it's not hard for anyone out there to end up relying too much on plastic now and then. If you have a surprise car repair, you have to replace an appliance, the holidays, there's plenty of expenses lurking around the corner out there. But working with folks like yourselves, financial professionals, who have the skills and experience to come up with a strategy for paying down those credit cards is really important.
Oh, absolutely. We couldn't say that enough. Now, in addition to highlighting the avalanche method, the article shifted course by highlighting the benefits of first paying off your smaller debt. Focusing first on smaller debt does have some potential benefits. Now, while the avalanche technique seems sensible when it comes to simple math, the truth is it may take some time before you enjoy any benefits. Now, accordingly, some financial services professionals urge you to first attack your credit card with the smallest balance while still paying the minimum on your other cards. Now, once you've eliminated the card with the smaller balance, you then focus on the card with the next smallest balance. This method works for people because it provides a trackable reward for your discipline and commitment.
Well, yeah, and there you go. It seems like a preferred payment method is probably less important than choosing a method and sticking with it, right? That's the important part, sticking with it to the finish line and getting it paid off.
That's right. And let's keep discussing credit cards because it's just a really critical topic. Now, the article next explains that transferring a credit card balance may help you get out of debt a little faster. Now, as a few hours of TV watching makes clear, a lot of credit card companies offer 0% interest on balance transfers for a window that's open for 12 to 18 months as a way to attract new customers. But some people may be able to use this option to their advantage. For example, you can put $5,000 onto a card that doesn't charge interest during that window I mentioned a moment ago and then get it paid off before that window closes. But there are some potential traps you should be aware of. Now, for example, you often only qualify for a credit card with 0% interest on balance transfers if you have outstanding credit. Now, additionally, you should consider that there may be a potential balance transfer fee, which is often 3 to 5% of your balance. And lastly, if you do make a lot of purchases on your former card and don't pay off the debt you've transferred to the new card, it's possible you could end up nearly doubling your debt. Now, if you're pondering transferring a credit card balance, I would urge you to discuss the possible pluses and minuses with your financial services professional.
All right. Well, good advice, Sue, as always. And let's take a moment, Cole, to let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you and your staff there, set up that no charge, no obligation consultation, and get a financial plan, a retirement plan in place.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and we'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole right after this.
Retirement is more than newly discovered free time. It is also a time to reflect on how you will be remembered. Many people want to leave a legacy, whether they want to be remembered for an action, deed, or provision put in place for generations to come. Regardless of what your legacy goals are, it is important to make the proper arrangements now. Call Bushka Retirement Solutions to find out how you can structure your retirement savings to help increase the value of your estate and create a legacy you want to leave. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, our team can help you protect your legacy for loved ones, provide benefits for charities, and avoid excessive tax burdens. Call us at 715-355-4445 for your legacy planning needs. We will provide you a complimentary retirement income toolkit just for calling. Visit us at retirewithbushka.com to learn more.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm Tony Shore, your co-host, and I'm here with Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka. And Sue and Cole, you guys have hosted a great show today. A lot of great information. We've been talking about how to get rid of debt. What do you have for us next here, Sue?
Well, we have more information from that U.S. News and World Report article that we've been talking about the last two segments. And it next points to refinancing debt to pay it off. It notes that while it can take a long time to get approval, refinancing may potentially lower your monthly payments for the long term. Now, the money you save through refinancing can be dedicated to repaying other debt like your mortgage, auto payments, or student loans. But there are some things to be aware of, however. First, some types of refinancing may come with extra costs, and in some cases, refinancing a loan may extend the loan itself, which could make it even more expensive in the long run.
Well, sure, I can see how that could happen, and I wouldn't want to get involved with that refinancing process without also working with financial advisors like yourselves.
Well, that's a good point, Tony, for sure. Now, increasing your payments is another way to pay down debt quicker. Using this particular technique, you target any extra money you don't need for essentials like groceries, bills, and your emergency fund to sources of large debt. Now, many people fall into the routine of paying the mortgage or the auto loan once a month, and it's probably much the same for student loans and credit cards, but there's certainly nothing that requires you to only pay once per month. Now, if you find yourself with a little extra money, maybe make an extra mortgage payment or a student loan payment. By doing so, you may find yourself paying off some of your loans even sooner than you'd originally hoped.
Sure, and that's what we all want to do. Making some extra payments, though, might not sound like a fun strategy, but if it has the potential to make a profound financial difference, it's worth the discipline and worth doing.
Where are we?
The top of page 7.
Another way to get out of debt?
Oh, that's right, Tony. And another way to get out of debt is to stop creating new debt. That may sound like simple common sense, but not creating new debt isn't always as simple as it sounds. After all, it's easy to fall into the trap of relying too much on credit cards when you want something and don't have the cash to cover it. But utilizing cash as much as possible may make achieving your ideal retirement a little easier by not burdening you with too much debt. Now, leave your credit cards in a kitchen drawer so they aren't in your wallet, ready to be grabbed whenever the mood strikes.
Well, yeah, and in some ways, cash may still be king, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's a better way of keeping track of it, I suppose, because you can physically see it leaving your wallet rather than a credit card where you just swipe it or, you know, shove it in the machine and who knows where that money even comes from.
Right.
Now, the article next suggests creating an emergency fund, which we were certainly pleased with because, as our regular listeners know, emergency funds are something that we've long advocated for. Now, during my career, I've seen repeatedly just how important they can be. No matter how well prepared you are, there's a good chance that you're going to be confronted by a surprise expense. A new set of tires in the middle of winter, the oven going on the fritz 3 days before you're hosting a dinner party, a last-minute plane ticket to an old friend's surprise wedding. There are just so many scenarios waiting to trip up your finances. unexpected expenses can often leave people reaching for a credit card, which then pushes them further into debt, of course, which when the end goal is getting out of debt. But with an emergency fund, you may be able to pay for that new oven or those plane tickets with cash. And when you pay with cash, you are not paying any interest.
Right, and that's key. So based on your advice, I always keep an emergency fund, and I know you really stress it needs to be at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses in that emergency fund. And that's wise, and people might think, wow, well, I'm nowhere near that, or that might be tough, but you can get there.
That's right. And next, setting up automatic savings accounts may be another way to get yourself out of debt a little faster. If you don't have enough money in your bank account for the holidays, birthday gifts, or for a new pair of shoes for one of the kids, you'll probably once again find yourself relying on plastic. If you're really committed on getting out of debt, prioritizing saving as much money as possible is an excellent step. Now consider setting up your bank accounts so that when your paycheck lands in your checking account via direct deposit, a certain percentage of it is diverted to your savings account. After just a handful of months, you'll have a pile of money that could make a big difference when it comes to ending your reliance on credit cards.
Yeah, and you don't need to have $1 million for it to have a positive result in your financial life, right, Cole?
Oh, for sure. Now, paying your bills on time is another way to help get out of debt. Neglecting to pay your bills on time can lead to significant late charges, and if you're late on more than one bill a month, those late fees may keep piling up. Paying your bills when they're due is an easy way to get yourself out of debt faster.
Yeah, obviously you want to keep up with something like that. You also want a plan in place, and to do that, I recommend our listeners out there pick up the phone and give you a call. You need to work with trusted financial services professionals like yourselves, Sue and Cole. Now, this has been a very informative show. Cole, do you have anything else for us before we go today?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners that they don't have to plan their retirement alone. Our team of highly skilled advisors is here to assist, and they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Sue and Cole. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.